First of all, your thoughts on what transpired during the bye week with Juan being let go?
You know, it's part of the business of football, you know. We all respect him. I respect Juan as a man, as a coach. So, you know, obviously he's going to land on his feet and he's going to do well. But it was tough at first to hear it because, you know, you've pretty much grown so much, you know, with the guy seeing him grow so much. But, you know that he's going to be fine, you know, wherever he ends up.
It said that Todd has a very good relationship with the secondary and the defensive players in general. What do you expect to see differently from him that maybe was lacking through the first six games?
You know, I don't know. The thing about Todd is, you know, like you guys know, he's real chill. I don't know if you guys have interviewed him or anything. You know, there's like a equanimity about him. It doesn't matter if, like, like, it doesn't matter what's going on. Like, he's always going to be calm and just relaxed and stuff like that. And so that's good. He always feels like there's always a solution, no matter what we're going through. So I think that's one of the good qualities that he's going to bring.
How much can the defense change? I mean, obviously, it's, you know, he had the bye week, but it's not like he has time to implicate his own personnel or install a whole new defense. How much can he really change in the short amount of time?
You know what? I'm not sure. That's kind of up to him. You know, he could change it all, or he could just change a little bit. It's all possible. I'm not sure exactly, you know, how he's going to, what he's going to implement and how he's going to do it.
What was the mood like at the first time he addresses the defense as coordinator? What was the mood? What was the feeling like in that meeting room this morning?
It was the same as always. You know, he's addressed us before, so he's a funny guy when he gets up and speaks. So it wasn't like anybody was tense or you know, nervous or anything like that. It was pretty much the same as always when he would address us in the past.
Anytime a move is made like that, and Andy has said everybody's on alert right now, do you get a sense, I know it's still early, but do you get a sense that the mood in the locker room stays the same, or is the tension in this locker room, does it increase because of a significant move made like that?
No, the mood in the locker room doesn't. No one gets tense or, you know, nerves start going a little bit. I think everybody's just eager to start winning some games. You know, we won early, and then the last two we weren't able to get. So I think that's the mood. It's, we got to put some wins together, you know, above anything else.
Any sense that, a feeling that maybe the players let Juan Castillo down to any extent, that maybe played a little better as a team, he'd still be employed?
You know, I don't know. I mean, as a player, how do you, you know, really adjudicate something like that? You know, I can't, my mind can't even think on that level because I'm a player, you know, so those decisions are all for, like, the people in upper management. But, you know, I couldn't say if the players let him down or what the reason was for why he was let go. That I can't, as a player, I can't even think on that level.
Just to go back to the perception that after the game that you were kind of questioning Juan's play calling, and then maybe that led to. Could you clarify what you had to say?
I had a tough time last week when those stories came out. To be honest, because that it was more so a character thing, you know, and it's something that I would never do as a player, and I think you guys will start to know that a little bit more as we, you know, we continue to get to know each other. But there's no underlying, like, oh, this was said, but it might have meant this or something. I wouldn't do that to a coach, and especially Juan, just because as far as a player-coach relationship, we had been so communicative and just, you know, it wasn't a good feeling. But, you know, after speaking to him and him knowing that wasn't the case, I think it made it a lot better. But I don't think that had anything to do with, you know, him being let go or anything.
Was the confidence in Juan eroding in the locker room, though?
No, I don't think so. We all felt like, or feel like, we're a really good defense, you know, and that we've played well. I think there were moments when we didn't play well, but I think just the bottom line is winning games. You win games, and none of this is talked about. You know, it might be talked about still, but it's not going to get to the level that it got to. And I think we played well enough to win some of those games. It's just pulling it out in the end. So I don't think anybody's questioned us as defense. Even talking to guys today, everybody's like, you know, we think this defense is good. You know, the players, everybody feels that way. So we're still confident as a defense.
What can make this defense better, though?
Completely missed your question because
I expect things to change. I mean, be a little bit different on their time than they were.
I don't know. I think, you know, he might call games a little differently. Just depends on how he sees it and how he sees the situation that we're in. But I don't know about the plays as much. You know, today was more about correcting what the mistakes we've made in the past. So you really don't know or can gauge what he's going to do. But, you know, there's a lot of confidence in his ability.
You talked about Todd as a person. What do you think will make him a good coordinator?
Those same qualities. I think being able to stay calm, like, in the fire, you know, and not get rattled and not lose yourself in that moment. Those are good qualities that he has that, you know, obviously are going to make him a good coordinator and have made him a successful coach to this point.
Would you rather see him in the booth or on the sidelines?
On the sidelines, 100%. Yeah.
I think you've mentioned that before, right? Because why?
I think he might be down there now. I'm not sure how it's going to work, right. But me, because he was a DB coach, so he can speak to the DBs a little more. As a coordinator, I don't know how he's going to do it, but you know that's why I initially said on the sideline.